Nathan, what's your stock pick then at the moment?
I recall what Mia said about Tesla, but I'm going to choose it anyway. I just feel that I hear what she's saying. She's probably right. But I just feel that the underlying momentum in a lot of these tech companies is just so strong. There's going to be days in which they correct, but I still think there's a few laps left on the Tesla share price. So I think as a short-term sort of punt, that might be one to look at.
Okay. On your side, Mia?
Well, I'm going to join this with a very controversial pick in Apple in the sense that I can actually, just support what he said. When you look at the stock splits at both these companies, two of the strongest performers year to date on the Nasdaq and on the market really is Apple and Tesla. So if I have Apple, I'll definitely just hold on to it as we are doing. But these companies, we've seen over long-term data after stock splits, company share prices tend to actually run further. So that seems like a supporting mechanism for both Tesla, who had a 5-for-1 stock split, and then Apple had a 4-for-1. And the market has actually liked it. When they announced it, the shares ran harder, and then both these shares have since the stock split done particularly well.
Okay.
Good companies, so no reason to sell.
Okay, so as we wrap this up, just a yes or no answer, Nathan. Having bought in March, should one just ride out the volatility and the drop in stock prices as far as U.S. tech stocks are concerned?
Yes.
On that note, let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined me on the line this evening. Of course, Samir Kruger is with Kruger International and Nathan Nair from Sasfin Securities as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.